In the headlines, tint retailers call for clarity from authorities as customers rush to meet September 1st regulations. Taxi operator associations reject calls for fare adjustment. Barbadians in the United States remain concerned over President Trump's immigration policy changes. A government minister weighs in on prime ministerial term limits. Over 100 students in line to benefit from Salvation Army's back-to-school drive. A Jamaican MP escapes injury after gunfire erupts on the campaign trail. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details coming up. Some tint retailers are calling on government to bring more clarity to tint regulations set for rollout on September 1st. Barbadians who find themselves on the wrong side of the law stand to fork out $500 in fines or have their tint removed. Free tint testing began yesterday at various sites around the island, and several persons discovered that their tint would have to be removed. Starcom Network spoke to one tint retailer in the sector for more than 20 years who outlined their concerns.
When they go to the different testing sites, they're being told that your tint is too dark. Some of them have on 20%, but it reads on the machine as 8 and 9. That's one of the main concerns, and I find, as far as I know, you're supposed to make sure that the glass is clean. You're supposed to make sure that the machine is first and foremost calibrated. Because, for instance, let's say, for example, we normally bring in 20%, bring in 35%, we bring in 30, we bring in 50. Right, I don't know where to get the 25% from, because not a lot of suppliers sell 25%. And to get 25% is going to cost a lot more for the consumer than if they were to go with the 20 or the 35, because it's an in-between range that not a lot of suppliers produce.
The business owner also revealed that new car dealers were facing similar issues.
A lady came into the store this morning also. I have tint on my vehicle. I bought it from a popular dealership and it's too dark. What am I supposed to put on? I said, to be honest, I'm not sure. The lady said, you know what? I can just take it off. And then it's $50 to have the tint removed. So she said 50 is cheaper than 500. That's it. I don't know right now as it stands. I'm unclear on which tint I should order for my tinters. I don't know what to supply them with.
Taxi operators at the Grantley Adams International Airport are rejecting calls for a reduction in fares, a hike they waited 15 years to secure through government. Following calls made by Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael, that governments seek to adjust prices, several operators have condemned the suggestion and said the main issues are the pirates operating within the space comfortably. President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, said government's focus should be increased security to enforce rules at the airport.
There needs to be vigilance. If the taxi men know who the snatchers are, for sure, the airport authority would have to know who they are, because they're there every day. Every day, the security or the wardens at the airport need to be given more teeth. They need to be more vigilant, and they need to do something drastic has to be done to stop these people from encroaching on our field. I mean, it's unfair. We pay and operate to operate up there. These guys don't. They come. They work more than us, because where we have to get in the line and wait our turn, they can just come, solicit, and go. Come, solicit, and go. Some of them can do 3, 4, 5 jobs before we even do one.
Mr. Harewood also said it was government who set the prices and outlined the procedure.
All taxi fares are regulated by government. After 15 years of no increase in fares, we were given a price increase. And that's how we operate. When we go to the airport authorities have people there that give the passenger the fare commensurate to where their destination is. So it is not a situation where we charge what we like. That's erroneous.
President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, in the lunchtime edition. 100 vulnerable families are getting a helping hand this back-to-school season as the Salvation Army Barbados Division has donated school supplies and uniforms to over 150 children. During this morning's presentation, parents received backpacks filled with stationery and other essentials for children as young as 3 years old. Divisional Commander Major Robert Piles said he is pleased the program has expanded beyond uniforms, noting that every child deserves access to education.
No child should be left feeling inadequate because of a lack of proper school supplies. Our children are our future. And today, the Salvation Army is reaching out to 100 parents and 150 children to provide essential school supplies along with school uniforms for them to learn, study, to be innovative without the added burden of not having the proper tools. This year, we have expanded our provision of back-to-school items by adding backpacks along with exercise books, pens, erasers, and such like.
Divisional Commander Major Robert Pyle, representative for Abed's Barbados, Alex Abed, said, who is one of the sponsors, appealed to the business sector to donate to the initiative.
Every year we receive thousands of requests at Abed's alone. With back to school, the need this year has increased by at least 20%. It's ever growing. So corporate Barbados, anybody out there who can help, these are one of the organizations. There's other out there, but please have a look and see if you can help the children, because the last thing you want is children suffering, only way going back to school, being bullied for not having the right uniform, whatever it may be. They shouldn't be the ones to suffer.
Representative for Abed's Barbados, Alex Abed. Minister of Foreign Affairs Kerry Simmons believes the issue of term limits for a prime minister is more about the attitude of the ruling party and not just policy. He also charged that the Democratic Labour Party was fueling focus on the issue with hopes of undermining the ruling Barbados Labour Party's efforts in stabilizing the country. Speaking online via the Barbados Labour Party's channel, Mr. Simmons said the focus in an island should be on the genuine relationship between citizens and their prime minister. Barbadians do not have a history of crime or overstaying in the United States and are not the focus of new immigration policies outlined by President Donald Trump. Over the last few days, a new $15,000 fee applied to some countries has reignited concerns across the region, but later details pointed to focus on African countries, Malawi and Zimbabwe. However, Barbadian journalist Tony Best, living in the U.S. since the 1960s, said though the mood among Barbadians was one of concern, the reputation of the island was strong. The ruling Jamaica Labour Party, JLP, yesterday strongly condemned an incident where shots were reportedly fired at the Member of Parliament for Kingston Central, Donovan Williams, and his campaign team on Tuesday night. Mr. Williams spoke of the ordeal.
While I was with my campaign team at the intersection of South Camp Road and Tower Street, a motor car approached and several men exited the vehicle, opened fire at the team. We took evasive action. The men returned to the car and sped off. Thankfully, to the best of my knowledge, no one was injured. However, a vehicle in our convoy was damaged by the gunfire. At this time, I want to appeal to our supporters to remain calm. We will not be intimidated, but I appeal for calm. The police have been informed and are actively investigating the incident.
Our top stories. Tint retailers call for clarity from authorities as customers rush to meet September 1st regulations. Taxi operator associations reject calls for fare adjustment. Barbadians in the United States remain concerned over President Trump's immigration policy changes. A government minister weighs in on prime ministerial term limits. Over 100 students in line to benefit from Salvation Army's back-to-school drive. And a Jamaican MP escapes injury after gunfire erupts on the campaign trail. This has been the latest, the Lunchtime Edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.